Hi, this is Venetia, and welcome to Skipping with Jesus. I have a word from Jesus, our friend. He spoke these words to me on the morning of March the 31st of 2024 at 1:32 a.m. The title of this word is, "It is finished. I have risen. Soon returning for my bride." Holy Spirit, I pray you put your hand upon me. Take over this vessel. Speak through me, through my voice, Lord. The spoken words of my Lord, Holy Spirit. I pray that the intent that he spoke them to me will be relayed to those that you have prepared the hearts to receive. Holy Spirit, here am I. Take me. Use me as you will. In Jesus' precious name, amen. So, in John 19 and 30 in the New Living Translation, it says, when Jesus had tasted it, speaking of the wine that they had offered him because he was thirsty when he was hanging on the cross. When Jesus had tasted it, he said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. I heard my Lord say, "It is finished. I have risen. I have gained victory over death, hell, and the grave. Through me, there is redemption of sin. Old lives are forgiven. They died with me on the cross. New lives are born again, being resurrected with me. Those that have risen from the death of darkness have new life in light of me. My spirit that gave way from my body when death took its last breath comes to dwell in the new lives as a comforter. Through my death and resurrection, all that are born again have access to the Father. I have risen. Death has no more sting. Hell and the grave have no more victory. It is I, the Father sent as a baby, the Son of Man, to grow and live as an example of a life found through me to live. Those things I did, new lives can do also through me, but even greater because of my death on the cross. I was the sacrifice for all sins. I conquered and won the victory over death, hell, and the grave. I went to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you can go also, living with me throughout all eternity. If it were not so, I would have told you so. I prepare the way for all the redeemed to live out eternity with me in paradise, never to be separated from me, where there is no more death or dying, pain or suffering, for the former things will have passed away. Behold, the eternal new life has begun. The wedding supper of the Lamb has been completed. Preparations for my return to gather my bride are being finalized. Soon I will return. At the sound of the trumpet, I will appear in my glory on the clouds of heaven. The crowd of witnesses, angels, and all heaven's creation has gathered around my throne, awaiting the Father's words to me. It is finished. My redemption plan is complete. Go gather your bride. Then I will appear not as the Lamb of God, but as the King of kings and Lord of lords, appearing on the clouds to gather my bride to myself, having victoriously conquered death, hell, and the grave. It is finished. I have risen. I am soon returning for my bride, says the King of Glory. In Matthew 28, 1 through 10, in the New Living Translation, says, early on Sunday morning, as the new day was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went out to visit the tomb. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, rolled aside the stone and sat on it. His face shone like lightning, and his clothes was as white as snow. The guards shook with fear when they saw him, and they fell into a dead faint. Then the angel spoke to the women, don't be afraid, he says. I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He isn't here. He is risen from the dead, just as he said he would happen. Come, see where his body was laying. And now go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And he is going ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there. Remember what I have told you. The women ran quickly from the tomb. They were very frightened, but also filled with great joy. And they rushed to give the disciples the angel's message. And as they went, Jesus met them and greeted them. And they ran to him, grasped his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, don't be afraid. Go tell my brothers to leave for Galilee, and they will see me there. In Revelations 9, 6 through 9, in the Amplified, it says, then I heard something like the shout of a vast multitude, and like the boom of many pounding waves, and like the roar of the peals of thunder, saying, hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, the Omnipotent, the ruler of all reigns. Let us rejoice and shout for joy. Let us give him glory and honor, for the marriage supper of the Lamb has come at last, and his bride, the redeemed, has prepared herself. She has been permitted to dress in fine linens, dazzling white and clean, for the fine linen signifies the righteous act of the saints, the ethical conduct, personal integrity, moral courage, and godly character of believers. Then the angel said to me, write, blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me further, these are the true and exact words of God. Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. These are the true and exact words of God. It is finished. You can go gather your bride. I hear Abba saying. I hear Jesus saying, I have risen. And I hear the Holy Spirit say, soon the Son of God will be returning as a bridegroom for his bride. The marriage supper of the Lamb has been prepared. Heaven is waiting for Abba to say, my son, it is finished. The salvation of the world that you gave your life for is finished. go gather your bride and celebrate the marriage supper of the Lamb. Oh, if you do not know today that your heart is pure and holy, and if you have not received Jesus as your Savior, I would encourage you to invite him in. He's standing at your heart's door knocking. He wants to be invited in. Just open your heart. He is a good, good, good shepherd. And he loves you and will pursue you till the very end. But no, it is your choice. It is your choice on whether or not you accept him, on whether or not you open that door. But I can tell you, personally, there is nothing that compares in this earth with the relationship that you can have with Jesus. He is such a good, good friend. And if you want love excitement, I am telling you, there's nothing more exciting than doing life with him. There's nothing more mysterious. There's nothing more risky than doing life with Jesus. Holy Spirit, I ask that those hearts that you have prepared, that you've drawn to Jesus, that they will be open to this spoken word, and that they would realize that they are tired of doing life on their own, and that they would open the door of their heart and say, Jesus, come in. Forgive me of my sins. I want you to do life with me. I want to do life with you. Forgive me of my sins. I pray for all those under the sound of my voice that you will heed the drawing of the Holy Spirit and you will open the door of salvation to your heart. Jesus is the only way to the Father. And I might just have to tell you, just as my beautiful daughter, that I'm going to say it because now I know that it was her guardian angel that spoke to me that day at the swing. And the reason I know this is because it was revealed by the Holy Spirit. Just as Peter was broken out of that jail cell by the angel, and he went to the house where the church was praying for his release, a young lady named Rhoda, she came to the front door and opened the door, saw it was Peter, and shut it back again in his face. She goes back to the church members and says, Peter's at the door. Those church members had more faith that was Peter's angel, Peter's guardian angel that resembled him, than it was that God could break him out of jail with an angel. So I'm going to say to you that Celeste voice that spoke to me that day at the swing when I could only sit in the Holy Spirit's swing, where he was pulling my heart toward Jesus, where Jesus had continuously pursued me all my life. but I only knew him in a religious spirit. I didn't have a relationship with him. I had no knowing that he could be my best friend. The way I was taught, the denomination I was in, blinded me to this relationship you can have with Jesus Christ. He is a firm foundation. You can build yourself on his cornerstone. Your life can be solid. You can live in continuous joy and peace and love. You can know and experience the love of the Father. God bless you and keep you. If you pray that prayer of salvation, I would encourage you to get within a community that can speak into your life, a relationship with Jesus Christ. The Spirit will direct you. You can discern through the Holy Spirit that community that will speak relationship with Jesus. Relationship with Jesus, and get into the Word and allow the Word to speak life into you. I love you all. May God bless you and keep you. And may the Father find us faithful in skipping down those uncharted paths with His Son. I love you. Until next time. Bye-bye.